Hi everyone, I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 68. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're trying something a little new and different. There's so much exciting stuff happening in the world of social media these days, and so we thought we'd do a sort of smorgasbord episode to help you stay on top of the most important trends and updates.
We've got a lot of great stuff for you today, and if you end up enjoying this kind of newsy episode from us, we would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to us on Twitter, use the hashtag BufferPodcast, or send an email to hello@buffer.com anytime.
Awesome. Let's get started.
So, Brian, you had a pretty crazy week, right?
I did have a crazy week.
Yeah, so you spoke with Gary Vee and you launched our new Buffer Skillshare class. So let's start with Gary Vee. What was that like?
So meeting Gary in person was a dream come true. I have to admit, so I was at the Animoto Social Video Summit on Monday in New York, and I spoke directly after Gary Vee, which was probably the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. But just meeting Gary was amazing. He's super down to earth, so it kind of calmed my nerves. But I thought it would be interesting to kind of cover the main two or three points that he made in his chat, just so I guess marketers and our listeners of the show can know kind of what he's thinking about as he's always on the forefront of social. So three major points from his keynote. Number one, video is currently the best way to grab attention. And he made a super interesting reference in this point that social media is a lot like day trading. So for all of our investors out there, essentially, if you're a day trader, you're trading on the hottest stocks on the market. And right now, in social media terms, that's video. So I thought that was really interesting. The second key point from his talk was all about podcasting and the importance of brands and marketers really jumping on this trend now while there's opportunity. So go us on that.
Yes.
Yes. And then we also encourage everybody out there to maybe try experimenting and starting their own podcast. And then number three, if Gary had to bet on a few channels, they would be Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Snapchat, not dead, definitely still alive and well, and great for that 30 under crowd.
Interesting. And we'll talk a little bit about Snapchat later in the episode. But so the next one, you launched a Skillshare class, and not even just a Skillshare class, but another Skillshare class. So you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, I would love to quickly give our Skillshare a plug for having us for our second class. Our first one was top three in 2017 on the Skillshare platform. So really excited about that. Our second class is all about social media advertising. And it's really, really great for, you know, understanding the social media funnel from start to finish. You can get 2 free months of Skillshare for all of our listeners out there too. So use the link skl.sh/buffer_advertising. That's skl.sh/buffer_advertising. And we'd love to see you in class.
So let's jump into some news in social media world that we are seeing this week. And the first one might not be a surprise to a lot of our listeners, because I think a lot of people are talking about the decline of Facebook organic reach.
Yep.
So we've had the privilege of talking with a lot of different brands and social media marketers, and one thing keeps popping up, and it's that Facebook reach is continuing to decline. So according to CrowdTangle, BuzzFeed's Tasty has dropped from 74 million Facebook interactions in May 2016 to 20 million in September 2017. So do you have any ideas about why this is happening, Brian?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's a little scary. And not just BuzzFeed Tasty's page, but a lot of different brands and marketers are actually like reaching out to us in our customer service channels, you know, asking what's happening with Facebook. And so we had a talk about this in our marketing channel this week. And I think there's a variety of factors, and it's probably all of the above sort of situation, but obviously there's increased competition, more content than ever. The novelty of, I guess, like these sort of BuzzFeed Tasty videos are kind of going away, and then the quality of video with across the board is increasing. So you're seeing more quality video. And then Haley, you know this, I think Facebook recently released a kind of update showing more friends and family posts, right?
Yeah, and the algorithm, definitely. So it's a little bit more tough for brands to get in front of those feeds now.
Right, exactly. And then last but not least, you know, Facebook's a business and they have to generate money. So they're trying to optimize their ad revenue across platforms, which of course, for some brands who are willing to pay, they're the ones seeing more organic reach maybe. But for those who are still kind of hesitant to jump on that train are seeing a decrease in organic reach.
Yeah. Well, luckily, there are a lot of things that marketers can do, right? So the one that we do ourselves and that we definitely advocate for is to keep testing and experimenting. You never know what might work for your page, for your audience. Video, as Gary Vee would agree with us on, seems to be the best place to go right now. So definitely a good one to check out. I know boosting posts has been quite effective for us, hasn't it, Brian?
Yeah. So boosting posts, I think, is currently the best way to invest in Facebook if you're not willing to like A/B test and run hundreds of ad experiments. So just quickly boosting your top performing content is a great quick win for brands. And I think one thing that gets kind of passed over and not talked about a lot is just this idea of mobile, right? So
yeah.
I think something like 92% of people are on Facebook on mobile only. And it's a weird thing for brands and marketers to think we have to create content for mobile. And I think that's something that we have to focus on moving forward. So short, quick videos, you know, portrait and landscape, kind of using those and which one works, which one takes up more space. And, you know, it's interesting too. Facebook also released something to their blog post recently that encouraged people to post more quality content. So
interesting.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah, so more content.
More content, but higher quality probably too.
Yes. So still, if you don't have a ton of content, no worries. Focus on that quality. But if you're, you know, if you're a publisher or a brand with a lot of content, it's definitely not against the organic reach, I guess, mantra to post more.
Yeah. And what's interesting too is that you might think that some of this would affect Facebook, the fact that brands are seeing an organic reach decline, and that is not true at all. Facebook generated $10.3 billion for this quarter, or last quarter, Q3, beating analyst estimates, and that is a 47% year-over-year growth, so that's really huge. And like Brian mentioned, they continue to focus on mobile. Mobile ad revenue represented approximately 88% of their total advertising revenue. So they're still doing well.
Yeah, Facebook doing really well.
In other interesting social media news this week, we wanted to chat about LinkedIn video. So next week's episode will be entirely dedicated to LinkedIn. Definitely stay tuned for that. But we wanted to talk specifically about video here. And the reason is that these recent releases have done a lot for personal profiles. We've been hearing a lot of rumors that LinkedIn video is crushing it for people. And that's a really interesting opportunity for marketers and for brands.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people talking about video on LinkedIn, and it was interesting because I came across a video from our teammate Paul Thompson on LinkedIn the other day, and he has a YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram. He does really well, a couple hundred views on those, but his video on LinkedIn had several hundred engagements alone and a few thousand views, so 3-4x what he's seeing on other social media channels. And I think that's really interesting because it's number one, it's very novel on LinkedIn. Like no one's used to seeing native video on the platform. Also, competition is way less there. So video, a super interesting avenue for personal profiles at the moment. But what about brands? So a few weeks ago, I was at the Marketing Prof Conference in Boston, and I had the chance to speak with the LinkedIn video team. And guess what? LinkedIn is going to be releasing video, native video for brands soon. So
awesome.
Huge opportunity. And so I see LinkedIn video being one of the most talked about subjects as we close out 2017 and head into 2018.
Finally, let's talk about Snapchat. Snapchat has announced that they're rolling out the new Snap Pixel, a conversion tracking tool which will enable advertisers to measure the traffic being driven to their sites via Snapchat ads, which is crazy awesome for marketers and brands because Snap ads are pretty expensive, and this is going to help potentially justify the cost on marketing teams. So what do you think, Brian? Maybe a good reason for brands to start jumping on board the Snapchat trend?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if the cost of Snapchat ads are worth it yet, but the fact that Snapchat is going to be providing real data for marketers and brands is really interesting and something to keep an eye on because as we all know, it's hard to invest a lot of time, effort, and money into a platform you don't have a ton of data behind. So with this new Snap Pixel, it's kind of incredible that Snapchat's going to be doing this, but you'll be able to track events like purchases, saves, checkouts, you know, typical e-commerce stuff like adding to cart, and then of course signups, page views, and searches. So I think this is a big move for Snapchat in terms of kind of opening up their platform, not being the one platform that doesn't provide marketers with any information. It's kind of like they're finally kind of seeing the light, right?
Yeah, it feels like a very brand-friendly move, which is not normal for Snapchat. So that's right. Kind of neat to see
very
for
brand
us.
Friendly, yes. Well, if one thing's for sure, social media changes extremely quickly. So I think we might have to do more of these episodes, Haley.
I think so too. I'm really excited to hear from everyone as well. So like I mentioned at the beginning, use the hashtag Buffer Podcast or send us a quick email, hello@buffer.com, if you liked this episode or if you have any other suggestions.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And next week, we're talking all about the silent rise of LinkedIn and how marketers can jump aboard what has been a fun and exciting trend over there with the team at LinkedIn. That Microsoft acquisition seems to have worked out very well for them.
Looks like it. You know, LinkedIn has been one of my favorite platforms for a really long time, so I can't wait for the next episode. And with that, we wish you all a happy and productive week. We will talk to you soon.